I recently did an interview with a person who does a radio show in America, Anarchist Radio Show, and so I had to talk about the history of anarchism in Brisbane and the current state of anarchism. And you mentioned the bookstore, and there were other initiatives happening then. Like, anarchists aren't as active in Brisbane as they were from the time that you're talking about it, or at least it doesn't seem so.
Yes. Well, I don't think any of the isms are, you know, like all the left-wing groups are much, much smaller. And I've thought about this a lot. Why is that so? Like, one of the reasons was that the generation from the 70s, 80s and 90s, in the 90s we were getting old, of course, but we were baby boom generation, so it was a very large group of people, but the next large group of people that came along apparently was the late 80s, because I looked at the statistics, because I was trying to work this out one day, you know, why is this happening? I thought maybe they've had a small population bulge then, but they're now people who are sort of in their late 20s, early 30s, so when that bulge, people who are that age, it was quite a bulge in population then for whatever reason. So that wasn't the reason. The other reason, I think, that a lot of people are online and just getting caught up in a sort of echo chamber thing. They just communicate with friends and people they already know, and not so much going out into the street and trying to do things in a material way, like, you know, in the real world. That's a problem with a lot of, not just people on the left, but in a lot of things, you know. So I think... and also a big reason, and I have to be honest about this, a big reason is the dole. Now, when I was young, the dole was extremely easy to get, and I remember when I moved to Sydney in the 80s, you know, I went to the dole office in Newtown, and after I'd filled in all the forms and spoke to somebody behind the at the counter, I was ushered into a room where a sort of guy who looked like a older hippie guy sort of read me out my rights. And I was so surprised, because I'd come from Queensland where, you know, like, it was quite savage, even though the dole was okay, but because it was in Queensland, it was interpreted in a much harsher way than New South Wales. So, like, because you actually had that safety net there, the money was still terrible, you know, but because you had that safety net there, people had energy to put into creative things like bands, social centres, and whereas young people today... and not so young people who are unemployed or partly employed, just it's so vicious that it's a constant runaround trying to fulfil all these job network things, you know. And I think it's very exhausting. And even people who are in part-time work, it's not secure. It's very, very exhausting. You know, I think that's a big... I think economic situations change. And housing was, compared to what we're getting... for the dole, housing was still expensive for us, but it was more plentiful in the inner city, you know, whereas a lot of the housing's been bought up by well-off, affluent people in the inner city. So,
do you think it's got to do with the fact that things were more oppressive then, like the Occhi Peterson regime?
Oh, undoubtedly. It was, things are actually more oppressive now in some ways, but they're oppressive in a way that it's hard to make real for new people coming in. You know, like, you know, you talk about something like globalization. It's a little bit harder to bring that down to the day-to-day, although it should be done. But back then, every young and not so young person suffered from the Bjelke Petersen regime. I mean, the police were just so terrible. And you'd have a dance, you'd organise a dance, and the police would arrive, lock the doors and not let anyone out unless they walked out in single file, and they sort of took your name if they wanted to. You know, things like that was happening. Or in the case of a friend of mine, you go to a dance, and as you spilled out onto the footpath, because the police had arrived, you got bashed up, you know. So it was very clear to see, you know, like, even for people who hadn't read any books or anything, it was quite visceral. You could see what was going on, you know. So that was quite clear.